Welcome back to the Magic Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Cohen, and as always, I am joined by the general manager and head coach of Magic Gaming, Jonah Edwards. And today, our special guest is Magic Gaming player Lowkey Godlike. Thanks to both of you for hopping aboard. There's been so much excitement this season. Most recently, Magic Gaming won the Switch Open Championship, going undefeated in bracket play. On the final day of the tournament, they beat Lakers Gaming in the upper bracket finals and then swept T-Wolves Gaming in the grand finals. So, Jonah, let's get into that. How proud are you of this group? And as the tournament was going on and you were racking up victories, did you just kind of sense this team had the right approach to ultimately win the Switch title?
You know, I'll definitely say very proud. I obviously my first tournament win, been close a lot of times, it feels like, over the years. And to finally get one, I think, just is a really rewarding feeling. But to be honest with you, I think before bracket play started, I was a little spooked with where we were. I think, you know, we had lost to Miami in our local game. We just didn't look like the same team from the Slam. And I think we all kind of felt that way. And so we all just approached the game a little differently in that kind of week and a half leading up. And then, you know, you get another week off between your first round of bracket play until the next week. And so we took a lot of time that week and it really worked really hard. And I think, like, going into that Wednesday, I was like, oh yeah, we're not losing to Detroit. And then from there, the ball was rolling. And you know, I told the guys, I booked our dinner reservation to celebrate after the championship on Friday after we played. And I just knew we were going to win. We were going to beat the Lakers. I was confident. And then we were going to turn around and win no matter what. So, we kind of did have that momentum you would expect kind of a championship level team to have going in.
Did it feel good, especially to get revenge on the Lakers? Now, of course, you lost to those guys in the Slam Open Grand Championship, but were able to earn redemption in those upper bracket finals. Was that kind of the feeling when you beat them in the 5-game series? It just seemed like maybe that was a bit of a relief, or maybe you had extra confidence going into that series that you're going to pull it out.
You know, it's funny. In our room, we had been talking about the fact that the Lakers had kind of been playing with their food the entire bracket play of Switch Open, and they were kind of just due for one. And they really blundered in game one versus us. And I think after we won game one, we completely stole it, had a really rough start, still won the game. And after that, it was like, oh my gosh, we're about to win. So it felt really good beating them. I don't know that it felt like extra sweet beating them, just because, you know, to be honest, we're so stressed out switching servers from the central server to the east server. And I know that's a little technical, but we were just thrilled just to get a win on central server, because anytime you do, it feels like, you know, extra rewarding for us, considering as servers all the way in Iowa, I think we're as far as any team in the league from that server.
Now, Lowkey, you played on last season's 3v3 championship team with Dukes Infinitos. You also had won the Switch Open last year title as well, ironically beating the T-Wolves in the finals of that tournament. How would you compare that team to this year's Magic 3v3 team? Are there a lot of similarities between the two?
I feel like there's a lot of similarities between both teams. You know, we start off with Jay Bullum. He's well defensive minded when it comes to, you know, just leading the court on defense. And, you know, Josh, unguardable, is just, he's a great scorer on offense. And then on defense, he's really stepped it up. So it's like, once you have two players that just are great at their positions, it just makes it much things easier.
Now, have you been surprised at how quickly your team this year has gelled together and developed such great chemistry?
I wouldn't say it's surprising. I would say more it's like, it really did happen pretty. I knew it was going to happen. You know, I had the stage experience. Jay Bullen also came from the stage. So it's like already having that kind of, you know, 3v3 knowledge. It's just us having to mesh together, and Josh already being one of the best players in the league. It all just meshed into one.
Now, those unfamiliar, Magic Gaming acquired Lowkey last September in a trade from Dukes. Take me back, Jonah, to that decision and how that deal came about.
You know, I'll be very transparent here. Going into this last offseason, we had a couple like really high level targets, and Lowe was at the top of the list. So the first team we reached out to was Duke's to try to acquire Lowe. Obviously, we had two first round picks, ours as well as Cleveland's, and so we had some assets that we could offload and some players that I think had some value in Maddie and Scorio. So we knew we were going to shop around and see the best we could get. And so that's the first contact I made was to Rafa with Duke's, and it wasn't just for Lowe, Josh. Like, we really wanted Killy too, and we sent almost every asset we had in a package trying to get both of them. And where we landed was like, hey, I think six for Lowe is fair. I think it was like the compromise. They wanted Killy to go somewhere else. I think they were maybe a little fearful of a super team or something forming. And so the way things ended up, yeah, I mean, we were really, really aggressive to get Lowe. And so that was one of the first moves of the offseason as far as I think trades go. And yeah, he was literally the number one player on our list of like, hey, let's go get a guy. And this is the guy we want. So I think it was more about, as silly as it sounds because it's gaming, but you understand this, Josh, from the Magic side, like, we wanted to get someone on Guardable's timeline, like of talent. Like, we need someone who's really good now, but is younger to pair with him, that we could be like, hey, this is our core for years moving forward. And that was really why we were so aggressive and going after Lowe.
And what makes Lowe so unique of a player? He obviously is an excellent player, but what separates him from most others at his position?
I would say the fact that he's one of the more cerebral players I've ever been around. And in the way that, like, well, first of all, 3v3, if we'll start there, he can do things movement-wise that other players in the league try to emulate and simply can't. And so you can see, like, the league will talk about Connor from Detroit or Jolo from Gen G. And those guys are great shooters, great players. But they can't create their own shot off the ball like Lowe can. And what Lowe's really done over the last month, really, is stepped up a lot vocally in the offense and calling a lot for other people. And I think we realized that the advantage the Lakers had in 3v3 over us was it crazy and Jovic call a lot for each other. And so our goal was to do that, you know, with Lowe and Jay Bullen. And so Lowe was really the pinnacle of that. And man, I think he averaged 3 assists against the Lakers in that series. Like, that's unheard of, a power forward averaging 3 assists, and then also shooting 60%+ from the field with crazy shots, moving shots, fades, everything else. So super talented, but I think he just sees the game in a different speed. And I think what's funny is I think him and I see the game very similarly most days, which is really, really refreshing, because there haven't been a lot of players, I think, that I feel that way about, that we see the game like very similarly.
Lowkey, when did you start playing 2K, and when did it kind of hit you that becoming a professional at this was something that would be attainable? Did the game kind of come natural to you, or were you just practicing endlessly through your early years playing the game?
My first competitive 2K was around 2K17. That's when I really got into like the 3v3 competitive scene. That was around my high school. I was still in high school at the time. Well, really, like, had the spark for me when it came to, like, the whole 2K league and a whole new experience was, you know, coming in as an amateur during the first year of 3v3. That whole experience, me going through that experience and, you know, making the run that I did as an amateur was what sparked my want to make the league. So after I had that, it showed me that I could really make the league.
Did you know either Unguardable or Jay Bullen prior to this season? Had you played with them before in any tournament or any amateur competition?
I knew of Unguardable just because, you know, we were in the same, you know, from the league. I knew of him. I never, like, had spoken prior to him. I just always respected him as a player.
And Jay Bullen as well, was he a newcomer to you as far as learning about his game, or were you familiar with him before the season?
And with Jay Bullen, I wasn't quite familiar with him. I knew he was good for this upcoming season as a player, but I wasn't really in tune much with this draft class. So it's like, but it turned out great. So
just how impressed are you with both, starting with Unguardable? Just what makes him such an amazing talent?
Ngardo's always been good. I feel like he's always had respect to the league. He never had the team he has now today. So just I feel like it's me being on his team definitely helps us. Like, was an upgrade for sure. And just seeing the court from another great player like that. And then Jay Bullen coming in as a rookie, he definitely like wants to be involved with everything, and that's something you would want for a rookie that wants to be involved, that wants to change the game, impact the game for both ends on the floor. So just having that is definitely a great fellow.
So now Magic Gaming will turn their attention to the 3v3 playoffs, and that will be in person in Washington, D.C. Jonah, is there a special way to prepare for in-person play versus remote, or is it really just business as usual and you gear up like you would if it was remote?
You know, I obviously, I don't hope this is a reality. I've kind of been speaking to Josh a little bit about like, hey, like you especially need to understand that you're not going to probably shoot at the rate you have been. Josh was not a great shooter at the Slam, was an incredible shooter in bracket play at the Switch. We made our archetype change, and he was really lights out from there. And so we have to go in expecting the games to be just a touch grittier than they have been for us thus far. Kind of more like the Lakers series as opposed to Minnesota, where we were just – everything was humming at that point. So I think that's the biggest thing, is just understanding that and just embracing it, embracing the fact that, like, hey, we may have to get 2-3 more defensive stops in these series than we're used to getting. We may have to do a better job of – maybe attacking the rim and getting 3 points and things like that. So it's more so that. But I'll tell you, man, it's really tricky because, you know, we're right now recording this on April 19th. We're not even 3 weeks until our first 5v5 game. So we're also trying to balance that at the same time preparing for 3v3 because we don't, you know, 5v5, there's 12 regular season games and that dictates our fate. So that's really the tricky part right now, Josh, is like, how do we balance both game modes as well as like being super hyper focused on, hey, man, we have a real opportunity to go be a championship team, you know, for the first time in our history.
Well, that brings us to an interesting point about 5v5. Like you said, we're still a couple of weeks away from that mode beginning. But what can we expect from 5v5 this year, at least with your team, or maybe the league as a whole? Is there something special or maybe different this year with 5v5 that we haven't seen in the past?
I don't think any different. I, to be honest, I think the gameplay is going to look pretty similar. I think right now games are really high scoring. I think I say that every year, though. The games are faster paced, they're high scoring. And then as the year goes on, teams get better and sharper. So I feel that way. But as far as Magic Gaming this year, I think it's clear that we have a higher ceiling than we've ever had. I think in practice, our peaks are higher, though our floor at sometimes is still low. So I think it's more about getting to that level of consistency. I think it's very similar to 3v3 where, you know, you asked about the speed in which we came together. I don't think it felt fast to me, and I don't think it felt fast to Low. It took some time, and it was ugly at first. I'll be honest, like, we were not a good 3v3 practice team for the first month of the season. So, and we kind of were similar in fives, and we're starting to finally click a little bit now. And so, but yeah, I mean, I expect us to be a pretty good team. And really, I would love to hang our hat again on defense. I think that's a real big goal of ours as a team.
And Low, I know you're mainly known for your 3v3 play, but do you often spend a lot of time playing 5v5 as well, just on your own or in recreation or when you're not in NBA 2K League season? Are you also an avid 5v5 player, or is that just kind of an addition to your 3v3 play?
Especially during this off season, I definitely stepped up playing more 5v5. I didn't play 3v3 as I usually do prior years. So I feel like that definitely helped me out a lot. And even now, during the whole 3v3 room, you know, off hours where we're not scrimming as a team, I'm still, you know, playing matchups with other people in the league, 5v5, just working on my game.
And when you were kind of growing up through the ranks, what were you most known for in the 5v5 side of things? Obviously, we've seen you do so many different things on the 3v3 side, but from a 5v5 perspective, is there something in particular that you feel you really stand out at?
Something that I probably stand out at really is my scoring, my ability to score in the paint, and rebounding. That's probably my two most known things that come from me in my position in the league.
Awesome. Now, Jonah, for the 3v3 playoffs, what does the schedule look like? I know it hasn't been released yet. I know the Steel Open is going on this week for the teams that haven't already qualified for the playoffs, but do you guys know who you might be playing? Do you play the winner of a particular first round game, or how is this going to work?
Great question. So on April 25th, the Thursday, we'll play in the second round because we have a bye due to us having a two seed from our tournament run. So we'll play the winner of Miami and Philadelphia. Obviously, Philly we haven't seen. Miami we're 1-1 against. So should be good matchups either way. And then if we win that series, essentially you have to win four series. So starting on the 25th is when Magic Gaming starts. So the playoffs start on the 24th. That first round's the night prior. So we'll get an opportunity to watch both the teams. We could play potentially, you know, get a little extra film and kind of see how they handle the emotions in person a little bit. Because that's new this year. You know, we've always had in-person play in some capacity up to this point. But this year we haven't. So it's a little different. But yeah, only takes four series win to win the entire championship. Which seems unbelievable, but it's just the way it works. So obviously the goal is to start there on the 25th against either Miami or Philadelphia, and then, you know, just chip the wins together. So I believe the teams on our side of the bracket are, you know, the runner-up in the Steel, as well as Genji, Boston, and I think I'm missing one other team. But yeah, those are like the teams we're kind of eyeing on our side of the bracket.
Awesome. Well, good luck to you guys in the playoffs. Obviously, we'll all be rooting for you, and it should be a very exciting final playoff run. Well, that is all the time we have for today's podcast. Thanks again for tuning in, and make sure you tune into all the action, which will take place, as Jonah mentioned, starting for the Magic on, you said, April 25th, Thursday, correct?
That's correct.
Yep. So Twitch and YouTube will be where you can find those games. And until next time, thanks again.